What's up, everybody? It's your boy Leo here, and you're watching Disney Movie News. Today, we're going to be talking about Star Wars, Pete's Dragon, and of course, Moana. Here we go.
Welcome to Popcorn Talk, featuring movie discussion, news, and interviews. Popcorn Talk, we talk movies. And now, here's Popcorn Talk's Disney Movie News.
Oh my goodness, you guys. Welcome to the week of Star Wars news, because that's what we have so much of here on Disney Movie News on the Popcorn Talk. I'm your host, Leo Camacho. You can follow me everywhere on the internet at Mr. Leo Zombie, except for Twitter, which is on the screen. It's just Leo Zombie. We're casual friends there. We hang out. But guys, it's not all about me. It's about these lovely ladies, too.
Don't scare them while talking about Star Wars news.
I know.
Like,
okay. They'll all leave. We've got Moana, though.
We got Moana.
For the princesses out there. And we've got dragons for the fantasy fans.
My mic on? Yes.
Your mic's
What's
on.
Up? My name's Sarah Snitch. Find me everywhere at Sarah Snitch on YouTube at I'm Sarah Snitch or on Thingamavlogs, where we post Disney videos every weekday.
Woo! Woo! Celebrate weekdays.
Weekdays.
Hi, guys.
Hey, Keaton.
I'm trying to catch this Zubat right now.
I thought we were over this. I thought
it's been a week. I'll never be over it.
I'm already starting to get over it a little bit.
That's just because you can't get on it. So
that's true. My servers have been crashed.
You're such a classic bot.
Thanks, Japan.
Anyways, I am Keaton Markey. You guys can follow me all over the interwebs at Keaton Markey. Yeah.
That's a very marquee name you have there.
I know. Hey. Like, I always wanted to have a blog that was called On the Markey.
You know,
isn't that cute?
Oh my God, you should. Markey on the Markey.
I had one, and then I just suck at blogging. So.
Well, it exists.
You know
what's
easier than blogging?
Vlogging?
Vlogging.
Vlogging is way easier because it requires no writing.
It does. Require. You just talk.
It's like talk writing. Yeah. Right?
Trading.
What's up, you guys? Thanks for hanging out. Let's give some shout-outs to the chat room because they're all here with us hanging out.
What's up,
Pokemon
Kyle, my
from
friend
home.
From the airplane?
Kyle from the airplane, what up? Annie Hi. Allen. I remember he was a cool kid. Kyle Stafford. Alexis Alejo. Pixel Ray, what up? Alexis Alejo jumping in that chat multiple times. Super Iron Halo.
Maggie Coots.
Greg Billmeyer.
Meyer.
Okay, I didn't know you guys were cool.
Christian 14362.
Jason Solo, wow, gracing us with your presence, Mr. Solo. But guess what? You're no longer canon. Get out. Sorry, that's a expanded universe. Excuse me, legacy joke. Oh man, my Star Wars knowledge is on point tonight. You guys have no idea what I'm talking about.
I know about Jason Solo.
I don't. Is that their like real son?
Yeah, the real son before they adopted Benny Boy.
Jason and Jaden.
Yeah, they're twins, just right?
Jaden, as in if mirrors aren't real, how can your eyes be real? Solo.
Oh my God.
You know, Jaden.
No. Oh, that's Jaden Willow Smith? Yeah.
Oh.
Welcome to the. Anyway, someone in the chat room mentioned Thrawn. We will not be talking about Thrawn because that is not Disney movie news. That is Disney television news. But that is very cool. Speaking of the legacy
Wait,
and expanded
what
universe.
Is Thrawn?
Thrawn is a character from the novelization, the Star Wars novels that had come out, you know, because there were no more movies.
Yeah.
And Thrawn was a major character in that. And that character was a big fan favorite in the novels. I can't remember which series of novels, which my angel above might know that. But the point is he's being introduced to the Star Wars Rebels universe. He's going to be a villain in the upcoming season of Star Wars Rebels, which is cool. It's huge news in the Star Wars fandom right now.
Do you want to know what else is huge news? Hmm. I need to tell Mouse Talk. Yes, I did catch the Zubat. Sorry.
Oh, my God.
Which is an accomplishment because those Zubats, by the way... they're annoying. Their hitboxes are very unpredictable, very unfair. And I'm just going to give you guys a little tip. If you start swiping before the Pokemon back up, like while they're being introduced, the first frame where it's available, you'll smack them before they can get too far away. You'll get a
smack
nice and excellent or a good or whatever.
So you look right
and you'll catch them most of the time if they're
I'm
low level.
I'm going to watch Sarah do it.
If they're low level.
Got them. Oh, didn't work that time.
they do get away, but it increases your chances of catching them, thus reducing the amount of resources necessary to catch them.
Yes, there's another Zubat.
Yeah.
And you know what, guys? You know, like we promised, we're going to talk about news.
This is what we do on the show. We talk about Disney,
Harry
Potter.
I need a podcast where I just talk about absolutely nothing for 3 hours. But the first big chunk of news. Oh, wait, what's going on up here? Oh, yeah. First big piece of news, you guys. The Moana International trailer has been released. So let's watch it.
Let's watch it together.
Let's watch it. I'm going to read your comments as we watch.
So cute.
The music is beautiful.
Look how cute she is.
The laws of physics are not at play here. I'm just letting you guys know.
The ocean is a character in this movie.
Leo, does this make you uncomfortable?
That's what
Sarah asked me the same thing. It doesn't because it's only a few feet deep.
Okay.
It needs to be, like, significantly deep.
It's straight up, like, also, Prince
also
of Egypt.
I can see it. Yeah, but the Prince of Egypt, it's, like, towering above them, right? Like Moana's a little baby, and she's, like, as tall as
yeah,
the
but
water.
That could kill her, that water.
That
well,
could kill her.
It wouldn't kill
a
me.
A shark could come and eat her.
I would be sad for her. She should be afraid, not me.
She loves it.
Bye-bye. That was, like, overly babyish to me.
She's a baby. What do you want?
Moana talk.
Oh, whoa, dude. Gross bird.
She went on the puberty
dude,
tree.
Dude, what's in that water?
The puberty brush from Lion King.
That's what the kids are drinking in high school these days.
They showed this clip at D23 at the animation panel.
Sarah's been dying to say that sentence, by
but
the way.
But I want to give some context. They said at the panel that the ocean is as big of a character as Maui or Moana in the film, mm-hmm. and that it was important to personify the ocean in the film because
AKA
in Polynesian culture, that's how they feel about the ocean. About the ocean like it's their friend.
You know, it's really interesting. There's a lot of theories about that. The Polynesians are not the only ones. There's a lot of theories how the ocean is so full of organic life that the ocean itself is considered a life form to a lot of cultures.
Yeah.
And I think that's really fascinating.
Yeah.
Which is true. It's teeming with life. It's the origin of life because you can't have life without water.
So no real new info about the movie in that trailer, though.
Other than the fact that we get to see her as a baby and that the water is sentient.
And she has parents.
Sentient.
Yeah.
And then she has parents.
Some adult figure.
Someone yelling at her.
Knowing Disney.
Telling her what to
knowing
do.
Knowing Disney, it's like a grandparent.
Someone saying, do this. Someone saying, don't play in the ocean, little baby. You could probably drown. Okay, that's enough. that's pretty cool. You guys excited about Moana?
Super
that you've
jazzed
seen
about
that?
It. It's probably what I'm most
I feel like this
about.
Is that's a lot of people's first exposure to that scene, right?
Mm-hmm.
Yeah. So how do you guys feel about it?
I loved it. I
did you cry? That's your first. Is this your first time?
This
seeing
is the first time seeing it.
Oh,
well,
okay.
No,
there
I
you go.
I watched it because as soon as the morning when it was released, I woke up. I was like, yes, and I watched it. And I watched it like 3 times in a row. And I just I'm very much looking forward to this movie. I'm very much looking to see how they explore this culture. I love the Pacific Islander cultures. I think they're great. I've been able to live amongst them, and I'm so. I hope they do it justice.
Look.
Like. I hope the story is good. There's
I'm a fan
Eevee.
Of everything that they're doing, and I think on Eevee.
Mouse Talk says the end in Japanese says the girl who was chosen by the sea.
Ooh.
Oh, that's very poetic. Mm-hmm. Someone said, they pointed out that you said she has parents, and my rebuttal to that is, for now.
Yeah, that's. I already said that. I already made that joke.
Sorry. Still I just remade
Sarah,
it, but I did a cooler voice. Yeah. That one goes to Sarah. Shout out to Sarah.
I'm probably most excited for Moana. Moana of any Disney thing coming up at all.
You at know? All.
Yeah.
Why?
Like. Why? Because it's like it's an original concept Disney animated movie. I know I was like, we haven't had one in a while. Zootopia was the
last
one.
Wasn't Frozen an original concept Disney movie?
Yeah, but also Frozen's based off of this.
The ice cream.
Yeah.
Yeah, this is based on Maui.
It's not.
It's
though.
Like telling. It's kind of telling the tale of their demigod. It's
I
like
get
saying
it.
Hercules isn't the story of Hercules.
Story's not about Maui. Story's about Moana.
No, but Maui is a character in Polynesian folklore.
I'm not saying I get it. Frozen was an original concept. I'm just saying.
Dude, how about those trolls, huh?
I don't know what I'm saying.
I got you. I know where you're coming from, Sarah. I really
it's
truly
a princess
do.
Movie.
I truly do.
It's a Disney princess movie.
I get it.
And
but it's like, it's
cool.
Here's
she's
the thing.
Such a cool print. Like, I already, I'm like.
Cultural representation.
Yeah
that's
I love
the best
this.
Part.
I love Moana.
It looks fun, too. It just looks like it's going to be a fun adventure, right? Like a can-do princess. Very much, you know, Rapunzel-y in that sort of spirit. Like, she's the boss of her own destiny. Well, I mean, not that Rapunzel was the whole movie. She became that. But I feel like from the get-go, we have a feeling that this is a very strong character, a very strong woman character, which is really important, and one that's sort of loyal to the culture, which I think is really neat.
I love the music already, though. How much music did you guys get to listen to?
First of all, Islander music.
They, like, did a whole performance.
Does something to me.
Yeah.
Makes me feel something good.
Lin-Manuel.
That's right. He did all the music, right?
Mm-hmm.
That's crazy. How did he know to do... I guess he just found the right kind of talent for the music.
It's three people collaborating.
Okay.
Yeah.
That makes sense. Because they at D23, they played. The band came out and played.
Yeah.
I was like, these guys are legit.
These guys
are
legit.
Wait, Lin-Manuel came out?
No.
The band. Like, the physical band. The physical band. Like the Polynesian band.
Mm.
The Rock introduced them, which made it even better.
Yeah, The Rock came out and did a bunch of stuff.
I love The Rock.
Oh, Elena came out today?
Mm-hmm.
Oh, I got to check that out.
Did anybody see Elena
Thank
in
you
the
for
chat?
That chat room. What's Elena? She's the first Latina princesa.
Well, technically, Sophia the First is.
Well, that doesn't count. You can't retroactively make a princess. Oh, there's a Diglett. Producer, I'm getting a note from the producer that there is a Diglett. Which, by the way, I already have a Doug trio. So
I do too. But
how many Pokemon do you have?
How many do I have?
Yeah, how many have you caught?
I think I've caught like 70 something.
Oh, you're getting up there. You're up there. I'm at 83. One day. One day you'll get there.
One day I'll be like Mystic. You, Leo.
I think
I'm
going to
dream. I dream about I want to be like Leo when I grow up.
How do I have more than you?
A worthy aspiration. Because you play while I'm at work all day.
Not really. I've caught 90.
Okay.
So there.
Yeah, but you're a cheater too.
Okay.
Also, I haven't evolved a lot of mine. But it's okay. Guys, let's move on to something that really matters. Star Wars.
Yep.
Yeah.
Lots of Star Wars.
Actually, this first piece of news is not really that groundbreaking here, but J.J. Abrams would like to see a Knights of Ren spinoff movie, very much like Rogue One and the Han Solo in his youth years movie. Now, it's interesting because he's, you know, obviously the only person who could possibly know why that movie would be cool is J.J. Abrams, because we know absolutely nothing about these characters. They were introduced literally in a half of a second of a flashback. And there are a bunch of dudes standing out in the rain wearing armor, which isn't very clever considering that they are a technological species. They should have umbrellas. What are they doing? Anyway.
Do you want to see a Knights of Ren movie?
I want to see every Star Wars movie. I don't care what it's about, to be honest.
If it's about Jar Jar Binks.
You know, honestly, if they... I can't even. I was going to say...
Jar Jar Binks.
If you got deep
biopic.
Into the Gungan culture... Well, I would like to know why he got exiled, right? I mean, this probably exists in a comic book somewhere. I just don't know. Because I haven't read up on him. Because I don't care. But I would still watch it if they made it. The point is, Knights of Ren, I'm not intrigued at all. Would I watch a movie with him? Absolutely. I want to know. Because I would imagine that it's the story leading up to why Ben rebelled against Luke and why he had that particular group of people with him, that they were led by Snoke. Were they already led
and
by Snoke?
And Rey's origin story a little bit, too.
No, hey, don't bring her into this. This is about the Knights of Ren.
Knights of Ren are the reason that Rey is like... Because I think...
Dude, we don't know. That's a mighty large assumption.
We don't know anything. We literally don't.
We know nothing.
Or like what I'm thinking is, it's possible, right? Like, she could be part of that story. Mm-hmm. I absolutely agree she could be. But I think it would be interesting to see whether or not the Knights of Ren stemmed from Snoke, like, were they already a previously established body? Or were they other students from the temple that he convinced to go with him and rebel against Luke? Because there's, like, a scene where the lightning flashes and you can kind of looks like a Jedi temple. And so I think that that would be a really interesting story, because maybe it's Luke beginning to train Ben and we get to see those early years of his Jedi training and maybe some of those early encounters when he was his Padawan. I think that would be really, really cool. And that would be
Mark
the Knights of Ren movie.
Hammers.
Mark Hammerston.
Mark Hammer's duel.
Dude. Mark Hammer, dude. I love Mark Hamilton because he's the movie. He's in a play right now with a culturally... rich actors singing about early colonial life. Hamilton. Never mind. Okay.
No,
Mark Hamilton.
Mark
Get
Hamill.
It, guys? Come on. Come with me on this one. All right. Team
Ballard. Alexander
Team
Ballard. Hamilton.
Represent. Luke Hamilton.
All right. Let's move on to more Star Wars news.
More Star Wars news. Guys, familiar faces in Rogue One? Possible. We have seen some leaked imagery, and that song may be in the movie, because we do have confirmation that Darth Vader will be in the movie. I know we have confirmation, but some other faces have been showing up in the background, namely this guy. Do we have a picture of that guy? You didn't even include pictures of
that guy. Yes, I did.
There he is. This guy. You might remember him as the guy in the cantina who's wanted on 12 systems. You best watch yourself. That's basically his entire life. And then Obi-Wan cuts his arm off and his whole... Actually, cuts off Panda Baba's hand.
Literally, when I opened the email and was scrolling through these pictures, this picture made me like, whoa! Like, I was like, what are you sending me, Sarah? Like,
she's sending you wanted
I was
men.
Like, holy crap! he's very unsettling looking.
He is not easy on the eyes. Not known as a ladies' man in the 12 systems that he's wanted. And Luke is... I love the interaction with Luke, by the way. He's just like, yeah, all right, well, I'll be careful then, or whatever. You know, like, he's like, I'm trying to tell you I'm dangerous. And Luke's like, all right, that's cool, thanks. Thanks for the tweet. I got it. I got the update. Like, get out of my face. And then the other... What was the other character? I don't quite remember. Because it's all suggested. It's not even like... it's right, Jimmy Smith's character. Bail Organa. That's right, Bail Organa, Princess Leia's father, is... his chin is showing, his goatee is showing in one of the photos in the background, which is so exciting because technically he's the first Latino in the Star Wars universe, not Poe Dameron. But he's a boring character nobody likes.
Wait, if Princess Leia's father is Latino,
that means Princess Leia.
In the Star Wars universe, none of that is relevant. It's like the gene pool.
Oh, because, I forgot she was adopted.
She's adopted.
Darth Vader's family. Yeah. I forgot about that part. Wait, that's the first Latina Disney princess.
So we don't call her Leia, we call her Leia.
I totally forgot about the fact that
Darth Vader's her dad.
Princess Leia.
Yeah, the gene pools are all over the place.
You can tell how much I care about Star Wars.
Yeah, you can see there he goes. We got Jimmy Smith's chin action popping in.
Where is that chin?
Bam.
The crimson chin.
The only reason we think that's him is because it's got the same hairline. We don't even know if Jimmy Smith is returning because he's gotten older, right? Which actually would make sense in the timeline. But that's definitely the clothing he wears in the new trilogy. So,
good info, Leo. Good info.
Good info. Some Star Wars insight for you guys. I hope you enjoyed that because that's all that familiar faces.
We have so much Star Wars news.
Is they're going to pack it in there. Yeah. More Star Wars
news. We have so much Star Wars news because Star Wars Celebration in London just occurred, happened.
Which I'm pretty upset that I wasn't at.
My friends went. I was supposed to go last year when it was Anaheim.
Yeah, it changed. It's one of those cons that changes every year. Yeah. Location. So
I love it, though. It's so much fun.
They dropped a bunch of news there.
They dropped some bombs on us, and that's why we have so much Star Wars news, and that's where Thrawn came from and everything like that. But one more piece of Rogue One news is the Death Troopers have got a little bit of backstory on them, essentially. So this is the way that it works. Originally, when Star Wars was originally released, Stormtroopers were just average Joes that were kind of hired by the Empire because they would make some money. It's basically the equivalent of join the military or starve to death. And so they were unskilled people from all walks of life that were humanoid, very clearly, because the Empire is... They exhibit prejudice. Anyway, so that's why they all missed their shots, because they were never trained soldiers. They just hired them by the bundle because they were dispensable fodder.
Away there. Shot. Keep going.
Sorry.
What is Hamilton?
It's Hamilton reference.
You listen to Hamilton now?
No.
She just hangs out with enough people that I just know about Hamilton.
Wow, that's crazy. That's really fascinating.
I have like listened to maybe a third of the soundtrack.
I listened to a third of it too. Yeah.
I was like, I'm done.
I'm proud of my boy Lynn, you know what I'm saying? But like, I haven't.
Really, I want to like see it.
I'm not a musical guy. Anyway, let me finish this piece of news. Yeah. So, anyways, so these guys, the shock troopers, the black troopers, are the elite guard of the infantry unit. So they're the soldiers of the soldiers, right? There is, you know,
black ops.
They're the black ops, but someone like, they're literally wearing black suits. So they're the trained soldiers. They're actually going to pose a threat and a hassle for the heroes of our tale, and it's great because that means that we get to keep the normal stormtroopers as blaster fodder, and they just get to blow up and do Wilhelms.
No. Also, we do see our main heroine in one of the black ops outfits, but without the helmet at one point in the trailer.
So did she jack it? What's up? And that echoes, you know, Han Solo and Luke Skywalker in the original Star Wars, jacking that armor. So we'll
they need to hang on to their armor.
Just saying. She's having a great year, that girl.
Do you know,
she's in, Inferno. Inferno.
I did not realize who that was until that featurette special came out this past
week. What else
has
she been in?
Frickin' Theory of Everything. She was nominated for an Academy Award.
Yeah, I've been meaning to watch that.
I was like, God, why does this girl look so familiar? And I'm like, what? And all of a sudden it clicked, and I was like, Eddie Redmayne.
We went to see.
You mean upper lip push out guy?
You leave him alone.
I don't like
him.
I'm Eddie Redmayne.
He's so nice.
Eddie Redmayne.
We went to see a movie, and she was in two trailers. Yeah. She was in Inferno, the Da Vinci Code spinoff, and she's also.
It's a sequel.
Sure. Yeah. Well,
it's not a spinoff. It's just direct sequels. Yeah. Literally the same guy.
He is the same guy. And then she's also in that movie, Monsters, Sigourney Weaver.
Monsters, Inc.?
No. Yeah, Monsters, Inc. Boo.
Monsters College.
Boo. We need to talk about that later.
Monsters?
It's like the Monsters came.
Monsters University.
It's about the little boy who draws, and she plays his mom, I think, and she definitely dies.
Oh, God.
A monster calls.
Is it a horror movie?
No, it's not. Like it's about a little boy whose mom has cancer, and he draws, and his imagination, like, his drawings come to life.
Oh, so it's like Big Fish.
Yeah.
Okay. All right. I'm not watching that because I'll cry.
Yeah, it's very sad.
I don't like to go see movies that I, like, I'm literally going to this movie knowing it's going to be super sad and I'm going to cry.
I don't do that. I avoid You know when movies. I watch those movies? When I'm sick and watching TV and it's on. Luckily, I haven't had cable in 8 years, so.
But Liam Neeson basically plays Treebeard.
Yeah, he does play Treebeard.
Gotta watch it now.
I have to go see it.
You will watch this movie.
All right, what's next?
What else we
Baby
got?
Baby doll.
Force Awakens.
Great, more news.
More Star Wars, but not Rogue One. Force Awakens behind the scenes clips. Shall we watch them together, ladies and gentlemen?
I don't think
gentlemen?
They're actually clips. I think I just missaid
oh,
that.
Oh, I see what you're saying.
They're
oh, yeah.
Photos.
They release some, there's more set photos, more information. We see Willow's character. I still call him Willow, even though his name is.
There you go.
What is Willow's name? I'm totally blanking out now.
Who?
Willow.
Who?
Willow.
Who?
Willow.
You mean Professor Flitwick?
No.
You mean
no.
Professor Willow from Pokemon Go?
Yeah. That is what I mean.
I know.
What's his name?
Vroom Troyer.
No. Oh my
God!
No,
stop!
I thought that was who it was.
No,
that's not who plays Flitwick.
No.
Bad Harry Potter fan right now.
Oh my gosh! Help us in this. I know his
who
name.
Who plays Professor Flitwick?
I know his name.
Warwick Davis.
Warwick Davis. I am so ashamed.
I totally blanked out.
I knew it. Did you see that? I just had to remember who it was.
He was also. He was also in R2-D2, by the way, in the new trilogy. Kenny Baker was as well, the original R2, but Warwick Davis is in the movie. He's actually in Jabba's court as well in episode 1. Big Warwick Davis fan over here, by the way. Have you seen Willow?
No.
You've never seen Willow?
That's why you kept saying it. I was like, what?
Willow. That's why. Willow's Disney, isn't it?
You've never seen Willow and the Daikini bikinis. Oh my God.
I think Willow's Disney too.
Mad Mardigan is one of my favorite movie characters of all time.
Oh yeah, here's Warwick Davis.
Yeah, he's the main character.
Look how cute he is.
He looks adorable. Oh, wow. Flitwick. What a cute
This is such a good movie.
We gotta have a movie night. We gotta watch this
What's this movie about?
Babe, it's about a little tiny man who's a sorcerer. And
this is definitely
not Disney.
He comes
from a village and it's doing a lot like hobbits. And he meets up with Mad Mardigan, who's basically the greatest swordsman that ever lived, but also a scoundrel with a heart of gold.
It's Lucasfilm, but it's not Disney.
It is Lucasfilm, that's right. And Val Kilmer plays Mad Mardigan. And then they have to defeat the evil empress man, sorceress.
Oh, my God, Val Kilmer. Yes,
Val
Kilmer.
And then there's a scene when he's fighting
Mullet.
And he goes, you really all the greatest swordsmen.
Right, this movie came in 1988.
Like, you really all great.
That's why I haven't seen
it. Before I was born.
Same.
What's Willow? You guys haven't seen Willow? That's
no,
your
none
homework.
Of them have seen
that
Willow.
That's because they're childs. They're all childs.
Children.
Listen, they're childs.
They're all childs.
This is your homework assignment for before I see you guys next week.
Let's all watch Willow.
Everyone watch Willow, please, for the love of
goodness.
I'll
watch it while you're at Comic-Con, babe.
No, I'm watching it with you.
Okay,
I want to watch it. It's
okay,
one of the best fantasy movies of all time, and it's certainly one of the original that started the genre.
I want to come watch it with you.
I've literally never even heard of Willow.
What? You are blowing my mind right now. Wow.
Never
wow! Nobody in this chat has seen
Willow.
My
heart is broken.
It used to be on TV all the time.
I
promise you. You guys got to remember that this is a movie from the late 80s. So, like, keep that in mind. But it still holds up for the most part. But keep in mind, this isn't made in the last 15 years. Like, this is an old movie, but it was groundbreaking at the time, and it is one of the fantasy genre staples, man. You gotta like take that in and in all of my conversations
about Professor Flitwick and the Harry Potter movies and the actors in them have never ever
never heard of Warwick Davis.
No, heard of Willow.
Well, that's because it's not Harry Potter.
Yeah, but like you talk about like you know other movies that other people are in.
Good point, babe. Way to fight.
What's Willow? Someone says.
Oh my goodness. Oh, my heart.
Everybody go watch Willow. Get 10 points.
I'm 19, Leo.
And,
I'm not a child.
Photoshop all three of our faces into the Willow poster.
When do you
poster?
Become not a child?
You literally still have the word teen in your name.
Oh, when you turn 20, you're not a child anymore?
That's 21 legally, right?
21, that's a good point. 21 is when you're not a
child
anymore.
18, technically. 21 is like...
18 by the law, 21 by the bar.
That's the real standard.
Didn't they just also raise the age to buy cigarettes to 21? I think they also
raised. I only know of Willow Smith.
I'm 23 and I haven't heard of it. Yeah, same. Well, that's, you're still young.
You're still a baby.
Like, I'm 25 and I have never even heard of it.
Yeah, guys, come on. That makes me 45 by all standards now, apparently. All
right, let's move on.
Okay, so let's move out of here. That's it for Star Wars movie
news. Oh, but before we move on from Willow, seriously, Photoshop our faces on the Willow
poster. I'm glad you know what Willow is. I'm glad you're on the boat with me. I'm glad you, yeah. What is it?
It was
Aloha Mora. Oh, that's Harry Potter, isn't it?
Yes. I was like, what?
So you got me thinking Flitwick the whole time.
Yeah. But he actually played, Warwick Davis actually played a few of the main characters within the Harry Potter movies.
Yeah.
Yeah, he was like 15 goblins or something.
He plays Grip Hook.
Mm-hmm. Grip Hook, yeah. Dude, that scene when they like talk to him in Luna's house. Whew, Warwick Davis for the win. Academy Warwick Davis performance. Guys, Pete's Dragon, talking about fantasy. Let's move on to Pete's Dragon clips. We got some new stuff to watch with y'all.
This looks like scary.
Hopefully this gets you stoked for Willow.
Here we go.
Yes.
Pete's Drogon.
He looks like the little boy from
Donnie from yeah.
Yeah,
that one.
That's what I want him to start doing right now.
Where's the dragon, though?
It's Spot.
There he is.
Oh, he's a chameleon dragon. That's why.
That's what Elliot does.
No, he turns invisible. This was a chameleon dragon.
Oh. Same thing. We didn't know. It was.
He's got natural camouflage. By the way, that would be very not practical to live in a pine forest. He could never take off. Okay, this is the Rescuers Down Under. I've seen this.
I love the Rescuers Down Under, and I love this. Go, Elliot.
They just made him a big dog.
Go, Elliot. Classic. Look at how cute he is.
Falcor.
Yeah!
Turn around.
I've seen that movie.
Yeah. That was beautiful.
And never ending story.
That like dramatic pause is so
I was like, please pick it up. Please. It's me, it's my heart.
He wasn't sure for a second.
I was like, don't drop it.
I bet
it.
Everyone in don't this chat has also probably never seen the Never Ending Story.
Oh my god. Guys, there's your homework. Never Ending Story.
I like Willow better than Never
me
Ending
too.
Story.
Me too.
I don't like the
I
Never
think
Ending
Willow
Story.
Is way better. But you know
I
why? Because
I
feel
Never
like the characters, the character development in Willow is like more fun. Never Ending Story is just like a cool fantasy with a lot of characters.
Never Ending Story is scary as
yeah, I don't, that's yeah. why I don't like Never Ending Story.
It is pretty
me.
Scary. Those sphinxes really got me. The Swamp of Sadness was. Oh. The horse? Yeah,
in the beginning, when they're just talking about how everything's gone, they're just, like, sitting around in a circle being like, our land is being destroyed by this fog.
Sarah Martin is saying that she misses your Elliot voice if you don't...
That is Noah, by the way.
Oh, what's up, Noah? What's up, little bro? Little broa? So, back to the matter at hand. That's my ringtone, by the way.
Really?
Noah gave me this.
It should be that.
Noah gave me, like, a dope Pete's Dragon book with a record in the back. I haven't shown it to you yet.
From now on, I'll be like, drop that Pete.
Never Ending Story, man.
So good.
It's real.
I also don't like Never Ending Story that much. It's different, someone says. Super Iron Halo.
I love it. The Childlike Princess.
Sebastian, please.
I always thought, like, is that a nickname for Sebastian?
Yeah, I think so.
Bastion?
No, it's just Bastion. His name's Bastion.
It's
which
like
means
Bash and
Bastion
rain.
is a hideaway, a secret place Bastion. For you to a place of neutrality.
Mystery.
A Bastion,
like,
a place of
parlay.
Safety.
The place of parlay.
Yeah, basically. Yeah, absolutely.
Please, Bastion.
I know that. So that burned
right in her face.
Yeah, it's like burning my memory.
She's like crying.
But we've got more. Is that it? Is that the only clip we got?
Oh,
we
got another one.
We got another one, okay.
The OG Khaleesi. Yes, Allison Scott.
Oh my god.
Yes, Allison Scott.
Mother of imaginary dragons.
That was me.
What do we got?
All right, we got a clip.
Is Elliot your imaginary friend?
What's imaginary?
Well, it's where you make someone up in your head so that you have someone to talk to. It keeps you from being lonely.
No.
Are they funny?
Sure.
Do they fly?
I guess they can do whatever you want them to. That's what makes them imaginary.
Are you my imaginary friend too?
Yeah.
Pretty real.
I'm not even here.
Poof. So is Elliot.
So is Elliot. That was a good little, that was a little
adorable.
Closure. I was actually in that scene. I was actually pretty taken by it.
Yeah.
I got lost.
Because I was thinking, like, that's not how children talk.
Yeah.
I think that's why I was wrapped up in it, but it strung me along, made its point.
Somebody goes, like Pokemon? They're not real. Lies.
What do you mean?
Christian 14362.
If I,
who's this little girl?
If I catch a Dragonite, I'm going to call it Elliot.
She's not in the real one.
In the real one or the first one?
The first one.
Because I'm pretty sure this one's real. Unless it's an imaginary movie.
She's my
movie.
Imaginary friend. This movie's my imaginary friend.
Is this an imaginary movie? What's an imaginary movie? Anything starring Pete's dragon.
Elliot.
Anything starting Willow, apparently.
Guys, how do we already get 2 thumbs down? Thanks a lot, guys. Give us the thumbs up, please.
What the heck, guys? Thumbs up, everybody, right now. Ready, go. On your mark, set, go.
What the heck?
Why is your number?
They're mad because of the Willow references, I think, is what happened.
Well, whatever.
But that's it. I think those are the... Is that it?
No, there's one more
clip.
News.
I thought there were 3, yeah. Okay, let's
watch
the last one.
One more piece of news, then we can talk about Boo.
No, I thought you meant clips.
Sure. Yeah, that's the only clip.
Oh, that's it? We're done with clips?
We're done with clips,
that's
man.
That's what I meant. But there's one more piece of news, and that is that official artwork, a concept artwork for Guardians of the Galaxy 2 has been released. Oh.
Ooh, and we have a new look at what the A-team will look like.
Yeah. Bum, 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 bum.
Who's
They're
on
so
the team?
Heroic that they don't even care that explosions are happening.
Oh,
well, you've got Drax the Destroyer back at again. That's Dave Bautista. And then you've got Blue Dude. I can't remember his name at the moment. You've got Star-Lord. God, what was the blue guy's name?
Yondu.
Played by Michael. Yondu, played by Michael Rooker. And then you've got Star-Lord, who's got a nice catcher's vest on, which is pretty neat. Let's skip the next girl for a second. You got Rocket Raccoon flying through the air with the greatest of ease. Hopefully he doesn't have any fleas. That rhymes. Then you've got Nebula, who was in the first one, who was bad, but it looks like maybe she'll have a change of heart in this one and joining her sister Gamora, played by Avatar. So...
Played here. By Avatar.
Avatar.
She was in the
played
she
by
was
Crossroads.
Nydeedy in the Avatar movie.
I forgot about that. I always
Remember
think of
movie?
Her as like a million other things first.
That's
AKA
right.
Britney Spears' friend from
in Crossroads.
AKA that she had an action movie that completely failed. Anyways, that character that I skipped is named Mantis. Very new to the franchise, a very obscure character in the Marvel Universe, also a genetically perfect character that was raised in a lab and is basically learning to be a quote-unquote person for the first time as she breaks out with the Guardians of the Galaxy. So she will be learning how to be a person through this wacky, ragtag, rogue group of scoundrels from the
teach
universe.
Teach me how to be a person.
So teach me how to, Dougie. Teach me
how to person. yeah, it's Mantis. And,
how do I human?
I like it. I like that they're adding another character to the mix. I like the kind of character. I don't know much about Mantis, but...
I don't like Yondu.
Yeah, it looks like he's joining up.
I don't trust Yondu.
That's how he controls his little pencil that kills everybody.
It's not a pencil, it's like a...
Oh, you're right, it's a pen.
Arrow.
Yeah, it's ink, not lead. Got it.
Oh my god, there's a Pidgeotto.
Yep.
Odo. Pidgeotto, I love that word. But that is our news this
now
week.
Now I can tell you some cool stuff.
Let's get cash. Let's get real. Let's get personal here,
guys.
Let's talk about Boo.
Oh
yeah, Baby Groot. By the way, I did leave Baby Groot out, but he is a slightly bigger Baby Groot, which means that this movie probably takes place shortly after the first movie. Okay, Sarah, go ahead with Baby Groot.
Wait, let me see it.
Yeah, he's in there.
Oh,
he's
there.
On Drax's
Baby
shoulder.
Groot. I forgot.
I am Groot. That means Vin Diesel's going to have to go through a voice modulator. It's going to be like, Groot! You know what? I just want to say, the legends are true.
Terrifying.
He is Groot.
The legends are true.
If you didn't believe, know it before, believe it now.
If you were curious.
Someone says, I don't trust women Hulk. Excuse you. What?
What?
Anyway.
I don't trust women Hulk. I wonder if that's Gamora. I wonder if she's going to be bad. Is that what he's maybe insinuating?
I don't know. I immediately thought of She-Hulk, but maybe they do.
Oh, like maybe she's actually working for Thanos, but I don't think that's true.
No.
She's proven herself by a kissing Star-Lord.
Oh my god, there's a toilet in the chat. That's what everyone's talking about.
There literally is a toilet.
It's a toilet.
It's not someone with a potty mouth. It's literally a toilet. That's why we had to pause for a second
like,
there. I was like, is this
want
real?
To stay.
Is this actually happening?
Keep an eye out, angels, for the toilet.
Stay clean, toilet.
Okay, so there's this Instagram.
Tell us about Boo.
There's an Instagram account called Concept Disney. And they were brought to my attention because they... What the whole account is that they... create fake concept posters for Disney movies they wish existed.
Mm.
And they came out with this poster for a movie called Boo, which is a sequel to Monsters, Inc. about Boo when she grows up. And the poster is pretty cool looking, although very clearly fake.
What's it called?
Boo.
No, but what's the...
Concept Disney. It's on Instagram.
Oh, it's Instagram?
This poster.
Yeah.
This poster.
So someone tweeted at me and was like, is this real? And I was like, no! First of all...
It just blows my mind.
First of all, we report all the movies coming out. But,
Is that a joke?
No, but, like, that's it. We tell you what's coming out.
Oh.
Also...
I like your sound effect.
We last week, reported that Pixar announced that there would be no sequels after Incredibles 2. So, this is a lie.
Also, it's incredibly not accurate.
If you look closely at her hair, you can see two braids behind her. She literally is Anna from Frozen, and the person who made it says that they used Anna and modified
it. It says at the top from the makers of Zootopia and
Finding Dory. Two different animation studios.
Yeah.
So although
also,
a lot of you
not good.
A lot of you knew this was fake, but
it's like JPEG potato resolution.
I tweeted this and a lot of people were like, oh no, I was duped. I believed it. And so I'm just like talking about it again because I want you to know that it's not real.
It's not real, you guys. It just like blows my mind how people will just take things at face value. As a matter of fact, I just read an article the other day. I can't remember which website it was on, but it was something like this plant life proven to be an alien strain of DNA, nothing inherent to this earth, blah, blah, blah. So I clicked it, and the article was like, that's absolutely not what this article is about. It's about the...
Clickbait.
It's not just clickbait. It's about people's interaction with social media. Yes, right. It was IFLS. I freaking love science. You saw that article too. Very cool. And the idea behind it was that people just take things at face value simply because it's presented to them on a medium that they consume. In this example, it would be Facebook. And they literally did a study where they put out... articles just to see people's reaction. There was an article, I can't remember what the subject was
about.
So
they would repost it on their page?
Not just that. It was like they would go into the comment section and leave their opinion on the matter
without ever having
clicked the thing. So it was like one that said something like, I can't remember what the topic was. You read it, so if you can remember the example type, you know, angels from above, let me know. But the idea was that people were, when you clicked the link... No. The one in the article, the one they use as the example. Yeah, I know that was the clickbait, but then they showed a previous example that they had done where essentially the link had a piece of data that was absolutely not true, and then when you clicked it, the article was actual. Oh, it was people don't read. It was like 45% of Americans don't read, and the article was actually blank, and or something like that. It was some crazy thing like that, and all of the opinions were just people that read the title and then just immediately weighed in without reading any of the statistics back. And they're like, oh, I completely understand, but I read. I'm not one of those people, blah, 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 blah. And it was literally they were stereotyping themselves. It was like people don't read the articles that they're clicking, and yet they were participating in the conversation.
That's what I – like. Yeah. And there are so many people who are just negative online. It really bugs me.
Yeah, he's finding it right now. It's such a fascinating study how many people weighed in on it without actual. I mean, it just shows that they were outside. They were the demographic at which the article was referring. It's just fascinating. You know, you give people something on the internet, and there's almost like the sense of immediate authority that comes built into the platform, much like TV. Most people believe what they hear on the news simply because it's on the news, and it might be wrong. I mean, again, it's just gathered by people, right? Like, everything is subject to failure. But, you know, it's on Facebook, and my friend posted it, and I trust them, so it must be real.
I don't trust anything I see on Facebook.
No, dude.
So that Boo movie's fake.
Essentially a product of the same sort of line of thinking.
Yeah.
I would watch that movie, though. I love
if Boo is, yeah, well, I mean, I would watch any movie, but Boo in particular would be a cool
movie. But seeing
an
adult experience the monster world, I think would be fascinating.
I completely agree. I think that'd be a lot of fun. What could it be? Would it be Boo? Would it be Boo like she goes in there? What would you guys make the storyline?
I don't care.
Okay, so
you can't
write my fanfic. Oh, I want to write it. What else happened? Oh, guys, DuckTales. We got some artwork too. By the way, we found it's TV again, but. Yeah, they just released, again, the concept art for the new DuckTales show, so you can see the kind of animation that it is.
It looks like Tangled show.
It looks like the Tangled show. It is. I don't see the image. There it is. First one, yeah. We're also talking to our producer at the same time, you guys, just so that, yeah.
There it is.
That's the one. This is what the new DuckTales show will look like.
Oh, my God. Look at McDuck.
There it is.
Aye, laddie.
I can't. I've always dreamed about swimming in a pile of gold because of this show.
It would hurt.
I feel like it would hurt. I feel like you couldn't really swim in it.
It would kill you.
Definitely kill you.
You could not dive into
it. What I want to know is, why is Louis hanging out in the money vault? That is not his place. Is
Louis, he gonna be, you is, let Louis do what
is he going to be him. Driven?
To madness?
Money driven?
Wait, so we have two new characters on the bottom. No, one new character.
No.
The girl.
No, the no, girl's there.
She was there before. I can't remember her name, though, because the name doesn't rhyme. Do you remember her name?
I don't. Girl, I just remember Huey, Dewey, and Louie,
and
Fiona.
Fiona Bowie.
No. Poe?
No.
Poe on her broom.
No. Her name's not Poe.
List of DuckTales characters.
Yeah, come on.
There is a Poe in the show, all right? All right, we got Scrooge. We got Huey, Dewey, and Louie. We got Webigail.
Webigail. Webby. That's right. Webby.
Yeah.
Launchpad McQuack, Gizmo Duck, and Gold Duck. What's his name? Oh, hold on. I need his name. I got his name.
She take my money.
Webby Vanderquack.
His name is...
Here she is.
Bromgold... It's like something like that.
There she is. That's what she looked like before.
I am her.
Yeah. Webby.
Bromgold... Golduck. What's his name? The villain. The other McDuck. The other rich duck.
You know what I love are those dogs with the...
Glomgold.
With the jail outfits on.
Oh, the Beagle Boys.
Yeah, I love the Beagle Boys.
Yeah.
I'm going to watch the show because I feel like it's going to... I really want the Tailspin to come back.
Elizabeth Cook. Looks similar style to that Mickey Mouse cartoon that I don't watch. Lol.
It's actually really good. Yeah. They're really good, and you can watch them all for free on YouTube.
The new Mickey Mouse cartoons are really good.
They're so good.
Except Goofy looks like a homeless person.
Yeah, a scary...
What does Goofy look like?
Oh my God, dude, he's horrifying.
Type in new Goofy guy.
He looks like dirty and gross.
Yeah, he's got like fleas and he just looks like busted.
Look at him.
Like his face got busted.
What?
Oh yeah, that's the same picture
we have. I know that. We have that on our wall.
Yeah, why?
Look at him. Look at this disgusting guy.
Like, he's the worst.
Why did they do that to Goofy?
He's got all like these little hairs.
I don't
Ew,
know.
Ew, this is gross. I don't like that.
I hate it. I hate what they did
with him. That's almost like Ren like and Stimpy happened. Style, but I don't like that.
This is like his normal look.
It's so strange.
I don't like the animation.
Grody.
No, the animation's great. I just, the way they made Goofy is really weird. Because he acts the same, but they made him this scary homeless dog.
Oh,
he's so frightening.
But he's eating. That's good.
He's eating.
Good. Yeah, he has a weird beer gut. Someone said it's true.
Oh, Goofy.
Yeah, man.
Why do they gotta hate on you?
Goofy, please. What else happened this week? We got Comic-Con coming
up
tomorrow.
We do have Comic-Con. You're going to Comic-Con.
I'm leaving in the morning. Guys, if you're going to be at Comic-Con, I will be posting online more details because I don't know exactly like the rooms yet. But on Friday at 1:30, I will be on a panel playing Super Fight. And then on Saturday at 4:30 in the Hilton, I believe.
The Hyatt?
No, not the Hyatt. The Hilton, I think. I'll post it, but I'll be on a panel streaming live from Comic-Con HQ. So if you guys... I know, I need to get the details straight. I don't even know what I'm doing. But if you guys are in San Diego, it would be really cool for you guys to swing by, make me look really cool by yelling out my name while I'm doing that.
Wait, what are you doing the live stream?
The live stream is Saturday. Well, they're both live streams, but...
But the Comic-Con one.
The Comic-Con HQ one is Saturday at 4:30.
Because I'm doing that on Sunday at 1 to 2, and then
it's for Comic-Con HQ.
Mm-hmm.
Oh, this is probably the same thing.
I think it is.
It's like commentary on what's happening live.
I think so.
Yeah. But and they want me to talk about Disney, and I'm like, obviously.
That's cool. I get to cover the red carpet for the Once Upon a Time.
So if
you guys have any questions you want me to ask the cast of Once Upon a Time, tweet them out to me.
Heck yeah.
And I will do my best and my due diligence to ask them. If I get to meet Captain Hook, I don't know
Tell him
if
hi
I'm
for
able to
me.
Speak.
Tell him thanks for the career, for me.
I will. Do a picture of yourself. I can get him to sign a picture of you.
Yeah. No, honestly. And I'm like, this is my friend, as you. Oh, it's weird. No, that's really cool. Congratulations.
Thank
that's
you.
Really,
really cool. And while they're at Comic-Con, expect a lot of periscopes from me when I'm just home alone, scared of ghosts.
Why are you scared of ghosts?
Oh, my God. We don't have enough time to get into this.
By the way,
serious problems.
Short, before we wrap up. I liked Ghostbusters.
Everyone should see Ghostbusters.
Put the word out there. Act 1, phenomenal. Act 2, Act 3, cool again.
Yeah, I'm going to see it for a third time while Leo's at Comic-Con.
Yeah, I'm going to go see it again, too. I really want to support them because I think they did a great job. And all the negative hype, not warranted. And this comes from me saying that Ghostbusters is one of my top five, if not three, favorite movies of all time.
And this movie, Ghostbusters Reboot, is in my top seven movies of all time.
It's a good movie. I liked it. I thought it was fun. I liked the visual style. I liked everything about it. And put it out there. Let the world know. Be proud. Go watch that movie. Hopefully you guys go check it out and support them too, because I feel...
Even though it's not Disney.
Yeah, I haven't seen it yet, okay. But I really want to see it. Girl power. Girls can be funny too. And the cast is phenomenal. So if you guys don't know... If you guys don't watch SNL, you don't know some of the cast members.
Which, by the way, the original cast also...
They all have cameos. I watched Ghostbusters 2 today before I came.
Oh, did you?
So, yeah, I did.
He-Man. That's my favorite scene.
It's very sexual.
That movie is... You are like the busing of flies, Diego. Dude, I love that character. What's his name? Yaniv?
I was like on while I was doing stuff in my apartment. Yeah. I was like,
oh, the cameos were great. But anyways, it's a good movie. Now Sarah and I are going to watch the original Ghostbusters again so I can quote along with it and bug her. Just like the Snickers line, which was completely improvised.
And we're
you've earned it.
Well, I think all three of us, depending on you guys' schedule, I know I will definitely be seeing Pete's Dragon before next week's episode.
Yeah, I think you're going to beat us there, right?
She might not. I don't know. We'll see.
Okay, we'll find out.
There's
we'll
three different showings.
So but guys, your homework. Watch Willow. I want to see some Willow watchers.
And I want to see you Photoshop our faces on the Willow poster.
And be honest. Like I said, be open and come at me honestly. Like, if you didn't like it, you didn't like it. That's cool. But I want you to understand where it's coming from and hopefully you enjoy it. It is a little bit dark and scary, but it's good. But that's it for tonight's show. I want to give some shout-outs before we leave. We've got Luke Skywalker in the room. What's up? Shout out to the Force.
Jason Solo.
yes!
Tori. What's up, Tori? Dalton Wallace.
Yeah, Jason Solo, your uncle's in the room.
Steven Rose Quartz.
I love how you shouted him out when he's literally just saying butts.
Yeah, well, he's not spelling it right, so it must be okay.
How did you get the Luke Skywalker name?
Isabella Wassum.
You can make it whatever you want. Awesome Wassum. She hates that because she hears it all the time.
Greg Bill Meyer. Allison Scott.
Willow is not Disney. It's LucasArts close enough.
Annie Lucas Allen.
Bill Meyer. And then we've got Ikatsmarek.
Waffles the Pig.
Waffles the Pig.
I love Waffles
Alexis
the Pig.
Alexis Barber.
Bye.
Adriana. Mouse Talk. Dalton. Ian Wilma. Thank you guys, all of you, for logging in. Yeah, don't do those loogies in the chat room, guys. I wouldn't appreciate that.
Give us a thumbs up. We love you.
Thumbs up. Make sure you subscribe to Popcorn Talk on YouTube. Follow them on Twitter, at The Popcorn Talk. And make sure you follow me, at Mr. Leo Zombie on Twitter, and at Mr. Leo Zombie every single other place on the internet world.
Alexis Barber.
I shouted out that. My name's Sarah Snitch.
Do it.
What's up? Sarah Snitch. Thingamavlogs. Do it.
My name's Keaton Markey. I caught a total of 4 Pidgeys during this entire episode.
That's one evolution. That's one evolution. Make sure you got that lucky egg.
I already have all the things. Anyways, experience. You guys, make sure you tweet at me while I'm at Comic-Con this weekend. I won't be going until Friday, but tweet.
Yes.
Talk to me.
Oh, yeah. Follow us on Snapchat, too, because we're probably going to be doing a lot of that. I'm Mr. Leo Zombie on there.
I don't have Snapchat. Okay.
What are those?
You guys can follow me all over the interwebs at Keaton Markey. If I do make a Snapchat, I will do my due diligence to make it at Keaton Markey. Maybe I do have a Snapchat and I just don't know.
Oh my God, you're so funny.
I don't know. Anyways.
Thank you guys so much. Bye. For hanging out with us. See you next week.
From producers Maria Menounos, Kevin Undergaro, Phil Svitek, and the entire Popcorn Talk Network, we would like to thank you for tuning in. For questions or comments, be sure to visit popcorntalk.com. I'm Sir Richard Wentworth, and this has been a presentation of the Popcorn Talk Network.
The views expressed herein are those of the hosts only and do not necessarily reflect the views of the Popcorn Talk Network or its owners or principals.